This week's episode of the Webcomic Beacon is brought to you by WebcomicZ.com, an online webcomic list and review site that's been recently redesigned and redeveloped. Currently looking for writers for articles, news, interviews, and reviews. Check out WebcomicZ.com.
Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
Welcome to episode 62 of the Webcomic Beacon here on WebcomicBeacon.com, and we are hosted on the Rampage Network webcomic community at RampageNetwork.com. I am Fess of Fessworks.com, and with me is Tanya of Betapwn.com.
Hello, hello.
Mark of AutumnLake.com.
Hi there.
And special guests, Zach of Insert Comic here.
We're all robots.
And also Rachel of Last Resort. Welcome.
And we are not all robots.
Whatever. Some of us may be.
Think for yourself.
That could be a war.
In any case, this...
Would you like to play a game of chess?
The only winning move is not to play.
You should do
I'm
that
sorry,
more.
Dave. I can't do that.
In any case... this
greatest enthusiasm for the mission.
Somebody shut him off.
And no.
In any case, this week we don't really. Well, we kind of have a show planned for. Well, I'd be lying if I said it was planned. But in any case, of course, this could very well be a spectacular failure episode. But ironically, our worst shows tend to get the most listens.
We should plan.
Everybody loves a train wreck.
Planning to fail. The Webcomic Beacon.
We make you feel better about yourselves. That's what we're here for.
Last week, on episode 61, we had a conversation with Scott Galton of the GigCast, in which we discussed hobbyists versus professionalists. This actually got some pretty good responses, and El Santo of the Webcomic Outlook, was it? Yeah. Webcomic Overlook at webcomicoverlook.wordpress.com. Spawning off of some of the stuff that we had discussed on the show, he writes about why should people do negative reviews? And he actually has some very good points. One of the major things, it helps legitimize the reviewer and not just playing to favorites and just doing one things. Because always doing good reviews, your credibility comes into question. And I guess
by the same token, also doing negative reviews
right.
puts your credibility in question.
Exactly. And I'll link this in the. I'm not going to go through it. There's a lot of text. And also, I kind of was going at it a little bit in the comments as I do. But we'll post that up and so people can check it out there. But anyway, thanks for some good comments that we got. Actually, in the show, what's his face?
That's nice.
That one guy.
So, how do you say that guy who works on Least I Could Do? Somer something?
Somer?
Yeah.
Is it Somer?
Yeah, he made a nice little comment in our comment thing as well as some jerk off I don't really like made a little.
That's nice.
No, really.
Admit, I had a little fangasm when I saw Summer's little comment in there. I thought it was kind of awesome.
Fangasm. Nice.
Yeah.
Haven't you ever had a fangasm? You're like, oh my God, they noticed me. And then you kind of
no,
go
I
back.
Don't get that. It's kind of like my social life. I don't get the other kind either.
Aww.
Well, in any case, of course, we're going to have the really nice show beforehand. And then this week, we're going to have the train wreck show to show, oh, well... Yeah. Okay, that's it. They had enough. No, really, the really big show that's coming up is actually next week when we do our anti-Valentine's Day episode. And Jules Rivera is coming back from
yes.
Marsh Rocket to be on this show. And she made a really awesome artwork with Becky as the anti-Cupid or such, which you'll see next week.
But does she have a gun?
Well, no, she has a crossbow.
I was going to say, it must be a crossbow. It's an update of Cupid. It's got to be something like a crossbow.
But it's pretty badass. And but this week, you're going to have to put up with just a throw-together topic of meanings behind the names we pick for our comic characters, as well as several Webcomic Beacon searchlights. Those are the impressions that we give to people submitting, hey, look at my comic, and we give you our impressions. They're not reviews. They're just quick impressions, because if they were reviews, they'd be terrible.
This actually does stand a chance of being a decent show, because I know a lot of people struggle with the names of their characters and, you know, how to make... Yes, I know people that struggle.
Well,
because when you're putting together a character name, a lot of their inherent personality comes through that. It's like a first impression.
Perhaps, but I will say this. If you have a character named Aiden that aids people, I will kick you in the balls, because that's stupid.
What if he's assistant?
And or vagina, just in case you don't have...
No, I just have to kick harder to get your balls.
Oh, that is officially the funniest thing I've heard this month. Holy crap.
In any case, throughout the show, we'll be accepting callers from the Talk Shoe Chat on Skype. Just look for Festworks on Skype and send a text message. Let me know. Or you can call 1-320-310-0922. And we're going to be... I figure it might be best to pepper this through, as well as going over some searchlights and going back to the names as people going up. Let's see here. Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Your webcomic has quite a variety of races and characters, as well as I assume that you have plenty of variating names. Would you like to go first and tell us some of the reasons behind some of the names of some of your characters?
Sure.
On the spot, right now, go!
So, it sort of helps if you point me in the right direction of a specific character or even a specific species going on there, because a lot of them have different with the... with the Tami, for instance, it's sort of... Insert
tell
random
us about the one with arms.
What?
The
quit confusing.
Are you referring? Are you referring to the Kendril, the Medusa-looking ones, or
the one with arms?
I think he's just messing with you.
I mean, there are some of the characters where they've been introduced from previous stories. Daisy, for instance, was actually a scientist from one of my earliest writings from like the fourth grade or so, but she's obviously mutated into her current form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure how to explain how I came up with that name, except I was, of course, being the young writer at the time, trying to aim for the initials DNA.
No, that makes good sense.
Sorry.
That's good. I kind of did put you on the spot right there. Zach, do you have any weird characters that you'd like to explain?
You all know, of them.
Come up with an excuse for? I mean, you know.
I cheated.
This guy stuck.
You cheated? How did you cheat?
I stole names from my friends.
How do you steal names? From your friends?
Well, late at night, I snuck into their houses and took their birth certificates.
So you stole them in, like, the Japanese curse sense? You took their name and now you own them?
No, I don't own them. They just have no name now.
Okay.
They have to find
now
their
own. It's just random bugger number 4.
That one guy over there.
Or you. Hey, you.
Like, my favorite character is probably Sergeant Mav. I mean... He just came out of, you know, me and my buddy throughout high school just talking to him. His name is Maverick. We were always just like, oh, and then you jumped into the ceiling. And you sucked some guy in. Oh, gosh.
So you're just picking on this guy. And then you
no.
steal his, what?
He likes it.
Oh, jeez.
He likes it.
Attention, whore.
Oh, no.
Hey, Mikey. He likes it.
He likes it.
Let's take a caller in. Let's see if we can get him. Oh, wait. This is Chaos Burnflame from our TalkShoe chat room.
Hello, this is Ben. Just call me Ben. It's an old nick, and I'm trying to get rid of it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, then.
I would have added you through
Don't
Skype.
Tell me you're getting ideas from this show.
Oh, come on.
Ben, you've been on the show before. This is Ben Carver of Point Guardian, or was.
Yes. Well, it's still going on. It's until March, and then it's over.
Yeah, but if people are listening to this show, hopefully, you know, months from now.
It happens.
Okay, March of 09. Anyways. Okay, anyways. Character name.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's see. Well, since my comic is a superhero comic, the big thing is there has to be a superhero name, and it's always my stance that a superhero name should be one word or at most two words that are hyphenated, but I really do try to avoid using the word man.
Right.
Rising dude.
Superman, Spider-Man.
Man-Man.
Because all the mans have been monopolized, so...
Man.
God, I love that song.
I loved it too.
Who loves They Might Be Giants? Come on.
We all love They Might Be Giants.
I love some of their songs.
Finally. Bez, don't be a communist.
Yep.
Now it's going to be running through my head all day. Right. Anyway.
So it's continue.
So no man-mans.
So Point Guardian, obviously he guards points. I mean, so you don't lose in
point
class.
Point City is is the city that my hero, who's not really called the Point Guardian, his superhero name is Ultra because it sounded cool when I created it. Anyways, but that's what I enjoyed about naming my characters. Like I have an angelic superheroine whose name is Divine. And which I thought was pretty clever. I have a speedster character who looks like he's on fire, so he's called Infernal. And, it's just sort of how I... Yeah, Divine. Yeah, as I see Get 13 saying Divine, like, yeah.
I'm kind of shaking my head at you right now.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about, dude. Whatever. Anyway.
Referring to the chat room.
But,
oh, dear.
Yeah, some of your guests have problems, Fez.
Yeah, just ignore them. That's what I do.
Well, all those names are cool, One word names, kind of like, the Hulk.
Yeah.
Well, there's the with the Hulk. It's never Hulk. It's the Hulk.
You could just be Hulk. Oh my gosh, Hulk.
No, because then you'd have confusion if you mean the green guy or
he's the
Hulk
Incredible
Hogan.
Hulk. You have to be specific.
Yeah, he is the Incredible
Hulk.
It's
not that I have a problem with one-word names. It just seems like you're going after adjectives, and it feels like there's something missing as a result. I mean...
Yeah, put dude at the end.
Like the puncher.
Well, you don't even have to go for obvious person names. I mean, like if you were to say the Divine Spark or the Infernal Shadow, whatever... Demon.
Right.
Well, that goes,
or ultra
that
person.
Goes into more of a that goes more into like a pulp feel than a superhero feel, and that's what I didn't want. I want something that's quick, memorable, iconic.
Shadow. You said a Pope? Oh, the Shadow.
No,
he's a thee too. Oh, I thought you said the Pope. I was about to say that's a name,
Pope.
Too.
The Pope.
Oh. Like the stuff that,
no,
the stuff
he's
that
the Incredible Pope.
When you squeeze it.
Oh, the Incredible
the Pope.
Yeah, like Pulp Fiction.
I thought it was like the Pope who fights
pulp
demons.
Like your head when you squeeze it. That's nice.
That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah, they usually get things like, the Shadow is the, and the Spirit is the, and...
Yeah.
Sort of things.
Yeah.
The Pope is the, as we just discussed.
I don't really go for the, because actually there's only one character that, divine, it's not the divine, it's divine. It's not the infernal, it's infernal. It's not, there's actually one character that's called the prophet, but that sounds more ominous than prophet, because, it sounds more ominous.
Yes.
Okay.
Putting yourself
in the a prophet. He's the prophet. Yeah,
what about Doctor?
Well, he has the ability to see everything that's about to happen. So,
oh,
obviously.
Ooh.
There's also the surnames like Doctor so and so.
Doctor McNinja.
Yeah.
Doctor Midnight, Doctor Light.
He's a superhero.
I want to hear something a little bit more Tempe, like intern something or other for like a villain.
Well, let's see here. Most of my villains don't have good names, I have to say. It's like, because, you know, the first half of the comic, he's fighting these medically created monsters. And then the second half, he's fighting aliens. So it's not really like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I did the same thing. Except for I don't have superheroes.
Well, you got a supervillain, don't you?
Right now, kind of, but he's going to blow up or something. Something's going to happen.
You don't even know.
Now you are the prophet, you know?
I don't even write. Still. Just like coming up
with
things.
Well, that's good because, like, whatever the heck you're doing, it's definitely not writing.
No, it is. I got to make sure that I catch all the spelling errors, though.
Well, Ben, thanks for calling in. We're going to move on to another caller just so we can get more callers in here. But thanks for your contribution to the show.
Thanks, Ben. Take care.
All right. Well, I'll be back whenever.
Okay. All right. We're going to hear – I'm going to call in Jules of marshrocket.com. Let's hear what she has to say. Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. So nice to be back on the show. Yeah, so we're talking about character names and their meanings. And I can't say that a lot of the characters that I give to by the way, I'm Jules Rivera of Marsh Rocket, for those of you who don't know. let's get a link in that chat room, shall we? Da-da-da-da-da.
Okay, well, I think I already know that your meaning for Rose. I think it's a little obvious, if I'm thinking it right.
It's pretty obvious. You know, she is pretty but thorny. It pretty much just fits. I think the character that probably just ended up to be the most meaningful was Victor, because it's very, very obvious. You know, he is the victor. He is the winner. But I also go...
No! That is lame!
Ow, my ear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not that lame.
Okay, it's not as lame as Aiden.
Oh my God, I hear people always naming their characters Aiden. People are naming their children Aiden, like left and right. I just can't go with it because, you know, the last names don't fit. Like, I know a kid whose name is, let's see, J.C.
Aiden Perkins.
Yeah, Aiden Santos.
So when you start, no, that doesn't work, no.
Yeah, no,
better
it doesn't
than Rowdy.
Work. You start mixing up all kinds of, mixing up ethnicity starts getting a little weird. So,
where does Aiden come from?
Again? Aiden, I think, is it's Irish for Adam or something like that.
Oh, I thought it might come from something stupid like Twilight or some teeny bopper movie.
Oh my God, I so want to name my child after the vampire. Totally.
I just know that I'm thrilled that she got so mad that somebody spoiled her little fifth book. She's just not going to write it anymore.
What?
Hey.
She threw a little hissy, and so there's no more of this nonsense being spread about.
It is awesome.
Give it 3 months.
I know. Oh, aww, man. Yeah, she decides, oh, I want more money, then she'll gladly come back.
Then she'll be like, oh, never mind, I was joking.
Never mind, huh, I was just having a moment. Yeah, no. I like to go by the way they sound, and even though it's a soundless medium, you still say it to yourself in the head, so it has to sound right.
Yeah.
Like the guy I based Stonefish off of, he suggested, when I was still shopping for names for him, he suggested, oh, call him Shrike. Shrike is a kind of bird that just picks apart its prey, you know, just really, really nasty little bird. But the word just sounded awful to me, Shrike, because it sounds too close to Shriek. hideous little sound. So, So eventually I just came up with the name Stonefish because it is when you think about it, the stonefish, it's a fish in Sri Lanka, and it's this miserable, poisonous little thing. If you step on this thing, you will be seeing stars for the better part of 2 hours. It is not a nice fish. It's a very, very unpleasant fish. Yeah. Oh yeah, and also the name Albatross comes from the very the old Mariner's rhyme of albatross around my neck, and that's eventually what this character becomes. He becomes a big fat stinking burden on everybody. He doesn't mean to be. He was doing the right thing to begin with. Well, no, he was doing the money grubbing thing to begin with, and then he just ends up being a big burden. So, probably the characters in my story with the most significance in terms of names are probably the Ox Forces. Probably.
Nice. What about Marsh?
Yeah. I don't want to talk about that.
Come on. No. You called in.
No.
Tell us the secret.
No.
Considering that she's talked more than I have.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I gotta go back and delete a whole lot of dead air for that. Yeah.
Sorry. That's well, okay. See, now you're gonna give a crap about it. What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm just giving you crap. That's
so
what
polite.
I do.
You're so polite. You can't say goodbye to somebody.
Yeah. Well, the choice between editing out the dead air or editing out Fess. Now, make for a better show. I don't know.
What you could do is just cut her voice from a previous episode where she says boobs and insert that into all the data.
No, I'm talking about Rachel.
How
I'm talking about Rachel. I'm talking about Rachel when I kind of just sprung it on her and that's what I was talking. I was talking about Rachel. I wasn't talking about.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Tanya. That still works.
Oh, I do that all the time anyway.
Yeah, he does whatever he can. He just
last episode, I just cut her out completely of the whole show.
Yeah, I wasn't even there.
That was an impressive feat, I must admit.
Man, it took me so long to edit that. No, I was, as far as people are talking in the chat room, it's not Aiden I have so much of a problem. It's a problem when you have a character named Aiden who's a supporting character. In the literal sense, he just keeps on helping people. He aids them.
People.
Oh wow! That you gave me crap for Victor? Seriously?
No, I'm just kidding. It's like one of those. It's like, oh god! It's like so. Like in hindsight, it's like. Otherwise, it's like Victor. Cool. It sounds, you know, like Victor. You know, a little tough and whatever.
It's yeah, exactly.
Russian.
Again, that was a name based on the sound of it. It sounds mean, Victor. You know, it sounds dark.
Yeah, but when you said Victor is victorious, it's like, oh, is this another Aiden thing?
No, because Victor is victorious by slicing people apart with hedge trimmers.
Yes.
Aiden just helps people with going across the road. Let me carry your groceries. Let me carry your books. Let me wash your car.
We got a new superhero, the paper bag, the paper boy.
The helper man.
Yeah, what was I going to say? The bagger. Yeah, I was going to say that.
The bagger. Assist store.
Sweet. What an end.
The helper.
Yes, you need to add "or" to the end.
Oh yes,
Helpatron.
The help. Anyway, Jules, thanks very much for calling in. We look forward to seeing you again next week for the Anti-Valentine's Day show.
Yeah, I plan on bringing my claws.
Excellent.
Yeah. Be in touch.
Awesome.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Nice talking.
Bye. And right now we are scheduled to go on a break. Which we will.
Yay. But don't believe him. Don't believe him.
Hurry, say something.
He doesn't turn the recording off. He's waiting to catch you. I know he is. Yes. He's waiting to catch you.
The Webcomic Beacon is an affiliate of The Geek Media. The Geek Media has a number of geek-related podcasts, blogs, and videos for you to enjoy. Check out thegeekmedia.com. Have news, milestones, questions, or comments? Send your audio clips or email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com.
Hello, my name is Adrian McElroy Speed, and I'm calling in to contribute to the webcomic Beacon's meanings behind the comic characters' names show today. Like I said, I'm Adrian McElroy Speed, and I do the webcomic Jaden and Crusader www.jadenandcrusader.com. Most of the names are fairly sensible, I think, although one of them is Crusader. That was chosen for the irony, as I did a little story about that recently. His name is Crusader Hussein Crusader, chosen when he left England to screw with gullible Americans. Yeah, that's all I've got to say.
In any case, we should touch
Chat.
On... Will you knock it off?
No, we're back! You forgot to say, hey, we're back!
No, I never say we're back. I just, like, rolling right into it. Like, it's unexpected that we came back.
You listen to your own shows?
I think you do.
He's just waiting for one of us. He's waiting for one of us to fall into his sewer of plans. That's all. He wants to say something crazy and loony, and he can use it against us.
Anyway, moving on. We have beacon searchlights to go over. I want to get a few of them.
I don't know what you were thinking.
Okay.
Just go over the space one. That's a good one.
Okay, well, since you want to do that one so bad, why don't you go ahead and go first?
I liked it.
Which one? The great space race?
Yeah, it's the space race one. I think it's done by that Steve Racer guy or something.
Yeah, which is also an affiliate of The Geek Media.
Yeah, I think he does. It's really good art, and the characters are pretty unique. I mean, he's got like an android that just suddenly, you know, changes personality and color just all the time. It's crazy.
To get what she wants.
Like a mood ring person.
A mood ring person, sweet. As far as originality, I mean, what do you think?
I think it's pretty good. Just started out in the middle, you know, of battle. Can't see anything. They're like floating out in space. But of course, it's like a hologram or something where they can see all around the ship. They don't have any guns, and the other guys are blasting them. Then you find out, oh, he's supposed to be in the space race, and somebody's trying to stop him. You don't even know who it is yet.
Sounds like Death Race, almost. The movie Death Race?
That movie looked dumb.
Everything looks like Death Race.
If there's death in it.
Okay. In any case, Wacky Racers with Death. That's at thegreatspacerace.com. We're just kind of plowing right through. Does anyone else have a comment on this particular
I do. Okay. I'll tell you, the first thing I thought, I'm looking at the current update here, and I just had a thought in my brain that I get these weird connections, and I just scroll down through the artwork, and all I could think of, this is a very nicely made comic, by the way. I have no criticism of it. The thought that came into my head, it looked like Battle of the Planets.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're right.
Doesn't it? A little bit. Battle of the Planets.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Gajaman, is that what it? I forget what the actual Japanese name is.
It's been so long.
It does look a little bit like Battle of the Planets. It's just funny.
Kind of just reminded me of Outlaw Star.
Hmm.
Well, alrighty. That's at thegreatspacerace.com, done by Steve Racer. Does anybody else have a particular one from the list that they want to go over? Otherwise, I'll go next.
You can go
only
next.
Looked over the first five.
All right. Well, I'm gonna touch on Alone in the Crowd since they've had a milestone recently. Alone in the Crowd is a comic where, well, I'm kind of confused of what it's going for. It starts off with this kind of la da 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 type of little girl, and she meets this reclusive girl, and it turns out this reclusive girl has like cat ears on her head or something like that, and so she's always like aloof because like nobody understands. Da 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 da. I guess alone in the crowd, and so this little la da da girl is like being her friend now and all this stuff. And then they had like other people that weren't these girls, like the reclusive girl's relatives or whatever. There was like this exposition of this one character that just kind of came in one of this long thing. It was like, okay, what? What are you going for in this story? So I don't necessarily understand what's going on right now. Like, where's the focus of this comic? with that exposition. But otherwise, the art's really good. I like it. And so far, I'm just kind of figuring out, okay, where's the story going? But right now, I want to see more of the little girls. I like the cute little girls with their little ears and trying to, oh, that's adorable, that type of thing. So
it needs lasers for me. I looked over that one, and I couldn't stay with it.
It's a little cute. There's apparently some sort of reference to porn that I'm missing.
Yeah. Yes, I think I read at least that far back into the archive. Someone was trying to make a porn studio, but it was like a feel-good porn studio.
A feel-good porn studio? Why wouldn't you?
Porn.
As in, like, it makes you feel good about yourself, and it's funny, and it's entertaining, and it's, you know, it's not dirty. So it's a porn studio that's not dirty. I don't know how to...
Nobody wants that. Clean porn. Nobody wants that. Let's get that out right now. That's not what porn is for.
What?
Now, Stephen, looking at this last page here, the current update, you know, the last line here is, you haven't seen Ultra Bang Force 3, Legend of the Spanking Orc? Does that feel good porn? I don't know.
I think she's just giving her crap.
Yeah, it's very cute. You know, it's like cutely drawn, little anime eyes and very round faces and
chibi-ish.
I mean, the artwork is really good. Yeah, a little chibi-ish, but you know, their heads are proportionate.
Like I said, it reminds me of Elgunish Shive, so.
What?
Yeah.
Just like the ponytail.
It's just rounder.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh! I see what you're saying. I see it. Yeah, I got you. I got
the
that.
Art style.
Well, cool. That's AIAcrowd.com. Tanya, do you want to pick one?
You know, actually, you had one in here that I think I actually spotlighted. You put in Mikey's Life.
Really?
Yeah, didn't I do a spotlight on Mikey's Life?
I'm not sure, but you can go ahead and give an impression on it, I guess, again.
Oh, I think I saw that one.
Here, I can give you my opinion twice.
Yep, that's the one with the dude with the huge nose.
Yeah, I read some of that until I started looking around me and, you know, getting looks, because I was sitting in the class using the computer in the lab. I was like, oh, hey, let's...
It's very well drawn. This is very well drawn. It looks a little bit like a little bit like Bloom County, a little bit. There's a little of that in there.
I like the style.
I'm just looking at I'm just looking at this dude standing in the doorway. He just looks a little like Fred Flintstone to me, only thinner. I don't know why that is, but that's what he reminds me of. But yeah, very well.
I actually got to meet the artist the last couple of months. He's come to the Squidworks meetings and Mike's a great guy, and it's not really adult, but it's not. I mean, I wouldn't consider it adult because of
don't you let your 3-year old read
not
it.
Safe for work or something, you know. But
it's, you know, for a mature audience.
As far as relating to it, it's probably a little more adult, but. Yeah, it's a funny little, you know, newspaper style slice of life comic. He's been updating, I think, daily, hasn't he?
I like the hands.
I still can't get it to open for some reason. He does great hands. I like a lot of the expressions too. I think he does good expressions. There we go. Now it's opening.
Well, hands are very important to expressions.
Huh?
Hands are very important.
Does he do this in ink? It's all drawn in ink, or is it digital? Do you know?
It is. I think it's all drawn.
Well, it's obviously drawn. It's just is what we're looking for.
I don't recall seeing him with a tablet. I didn't really get into it too much. How he does it, I'm fairly sure it's pen and ink.
Maybe brush, maybe.
I don't know.
It doesn't look like brush pen. It looks more like some sort of.
Well, sometimes these days it's hard to tell, you know, with the abilities of tablets and Photoshop.
We can get him on.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, we can talk
right now.
Well, no, not right now. We got other stuff, but for a theme-related show on Slice of Life, is it?
Yeah, it's a Slice of Life.
Yeah, we could do a show like that.
Like, We could do another black and white. We know how much you love that.
No, that it's really...
I love the detail in it, the backgrounds. He's got great perspectives. He changes angles.
Always good.
It's very professional. It's professionally done.
Oh, what was the URL for that? Mikey'sLife.something?
It's Mikey'sLife.com.
Alrighty. We're going to go to our call-in station or something, and we're going to...
It's over here behind Fez.
Yeah. We're going to invite Alex of Garanos. That's his... GARANOS.com. All right, Alex, welcome to the show. How do you say your webcomic's name again?
It's pronounced Garanos.
Okay, now since we're talking about names, could you please explain yourself?
Garanos was actually a completely made-up name that was suggested by a friend of mine a long time ago, and I just sort of made it work.
Cool.
Well, alrighty. Now let's talk about your characters.
Okay. Well, first we have the titular character, Garanos. She is a woman journeying to rescue her fiancé, who was kidnapped by a mercenary attack on her hometown. Her fiancé's name is Ethridan, also a completely made-up name that sounded sort of vaguely elvish, sort of matched the culture that I was going for with their hometown. So the story goes on, and she stops in the small village of Kagan, where she meets a young apprentice healer named Styx and his master, Marioku, who is the healer of the small village.
Okay.
So basically, I kind of have a big mix mismatch of names, like some that are made up, some that are appropriated terms, and some that are like normal names.
What about like Marioku?
Yeah, it's Marioku. It's a Japanese word that means magical power.
Okay, it looks like you just took Mary and just added something to it. That's why I asked.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Okay, I see it now. I'm looking at it differently.
Yeah. If you look at it, you know, with Japanese pronunciation, it makes more sense and looks less stupid.
You have to be Asian to get it.
Exactly.
All right. You got this last one, Galen.
Galen, actually.
Galen.
It used to have a different spelling. It used to be G-A-L-E-N because I was just sort of like adding an extra syllable to the name Gale. But then I was afraid that people would mispronounce it.
Fun. Yeah, we got a lot of problems with some people making names that people can't pronounce, like Exern. Where you have no idea how it's supposed to be spelled one way or the other, or pronounced. Just making fun of you, buddy. No, okay.
Considering you had him on the show a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
You would have got it then.
It's a little gag. Well, awesome. Well, first off, I'll just like to say I haven't seen your comic before, but the art looks really cool, and I'll probably put this in my bookmarks to check out later.
Oh, excellent.
One of
thank
the
you.
Thousands.
What? All right. Well, anyway, that's GARANOS.com. Check that out. Alex, thanks very much for calling in.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that is how a call-in should go. Yes, thank you very much for calling, Alex. Again, if anyone in the chat room would like to give us a call-in, go ahead, do the talk-shoe thing or get a hold of me on Skype or call that phone number. And this goes for anyone at any time. You can try to call us at 1-320-310-0922 and leave a voicemail if, well, nobody answers.
If you call the wrong number.
Yeah.
And also no one will answer, or maybe somebody
will.
Is
this the webcomic beacon?
I would love that.
It is the webcomic beacon.
Record it.
Hey, I got an idea. I want to bounce this off of you guys because you guys never responded to your email about it.
Oh, God. No. More words.
No. I want to have... Well, it's not like... Okay, you know, the Web Cartoonist Choice Award and all these other types of various awards. I would like to do something on a small scale by just the hosts or a board, a beacon board, to pick maybe like 3 or 5 of the best newcomer webcomics for the past year. Just that category. Nothing else, just newcomer, because then it makes it easier to look at with less popularity contests and other stuff coming in. And I would like people to submit websites, webcomics that started. I haven't picked it. Sometime in.
Hang on, I gotta go reset my calendar for my comic.
Okay, a webcomic that started in 2008. And I think in March is when we'd like give the Beacon Pick or the Webcomic Beacon Bacon Award or something. I kind of wanted to bounce it off that idea off of you guys and some of our listeners. What do you guys think?
Okay.
I just see what you're telling me, Fez.
Another side project for Fez.
Oh no, it's just like a little something. I mean. At most, it's a little investigation, taking a look at some stuff, and then just giving kudos to some of the best newcomers out there.
What about Webcomic Bacon, Fez?
We'll talk about that after the next break. but that's what I want to do, because I think there's a couple that I would like to mention. The Gastrophobia, I think. Did that start last year? Because that one's pretty sweet, and I think that did.
I don't know. I know virtually nothing of new comics, unfortunately.
I think mine could have started last year.
Well, it's something to look at.
It could have, but did it, is the question.
Well, if I change the calendar, no one will know.
Oh, that's what you're doing. Okay.
Very clever.
201 year. Not bad.
So anyway, if anybody's listening to the show, thinks it'd be kind of fun, or at least submit, email us at webcomicbeacon@gmail.com with some webcomics that started with in the year of 2008. And we'll take a look at that. But in any case, it's just something to take a look at and something to think about. In any case, let's do one more searchlight before we go to break. Does anybody on the board want to do a particular one? We have 5 left.
The only one else I can remember is that other Far Side one.
That was Twisted Musings.
Yeah, Twisted Musings was it was the first one that that I actually looked at. It's sort of like
so it's the top of the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the first one on the
that,
list.
You know, that very rarely has anything to do with where I start. I breeze through Fess's emails and then pick out the bits I like
son
first.
Son of a bitch.
And then I go back to go through the heady stuff. No. Twisted Musings reminded me of kind of like half Dilbert, half Farside, if everything had been sort of drowned in puns.
Yeah. In a bad or a good way is the key point here, I think.
I am not a person for puns. My husband thought it was hilarious because he's that guy. He's a punny guy. So if you like puns... then this would be kind of your deal. I'm not... I'm pretty... Okay, today's... This is the one thing is today's strip. This is what made me think of Dilbert is I think I've read this. Like, I mean, I'm not accusing him of plagiarizing because I don't think he did. You know, things creep into our collective consciousness. Yep. But I swear I've read that.
Well, actually, the Dilbert guy has ripped off himself.
Yeah.
Because you just end up forgetting that you did this already.
Yeah, so
I like Dilbert.
I like the comic, the cartoon actually.
I like the storyline with the giant donuts that kill you. That was hilarious.
I seem to remember the one where Dilbert cloned a bunch of cucumbers. They were mutated, of course, in human size.
Oh, of course.
And then Scott Adams just got tired with the plot, so he went, "Okay, you know what? Forget this. Let's just go to the final panel." And it just had Dogbert muttering about. Pickles everywhere.
Yeah. See, I want that kind of power as a cartoonist to decide halfway through a storyline, this blows, and you just, you know, phone it in, and people go, ha, 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 that's funny. And then they remember it for all time.
Yay.
Yeah, and it's cute. It's well drawn. Like, I understand what's going on. None of the jokes flew past me, you know, so he's doing his job as a writer. I was just not a punny person.
Puns in moderation.
Yeah, that's very good. Otherwise, you start getting drunk on puns, and then it starts to affect the family. And
you have to have an intervention.
I want to be there for that intervention. I want to be there for that intervention.
Just looked at another random strip and is like, oh, the pun is so bad. In any case, yeah, it might be something for some of you people out there. That's twistedmusings.com.au. And we got time for one more before we go to break. I've talked about this one before. It's Between Failures at betweenfailures.com. I'm not sure if I talked about it as a searchlight or a spotlight, but I think I did mention that it had a milestone at one point. So has anybody else read Between Failures before?
Kinda.
I have, you
can give me 2 seconds.
I just random click on stuff. Like, oh, this looks cool. Click. Oh yeah, all right. Then I definitely like the art in
this one.
Yeah, it's a nice, clean, brightly colored. It's a workplace comic. Which I think we should do a show about workplace comics at one point. It just eluded me for a moment until I was thinking about Punch and Pie, and then I was thinking, wait, that is a genre of web comics. I haven't been totally oblivious to it, but yes, it's a workplace comic, and I think I mentioned before it's not entirely my thing, but I'm kind of getting into it actually. Just, you know, mostly for the I don't even know what the job is, but I'm mostly like getting into the character interactions is what it is.
Right.
Does anybody remember what they work at?
I didn't get that far in the story.
Yeah, I don't.
My short attention span stopped me.
I mean, yeah, I think in Punch and Pie, it's a toy store. This one, I'm not entirely sure what it is, but it has a cute little girl with blue hair, and it has a cute girl with short with short red hair. So I'm gonna like it, obviously.
And a cute girl with blonde hair. Is that the way we're going with this?
No, just the two that I mentioned. The blue hair. Oh, the blue haired, kind of shy, kind of reclusive like girl or something like that. Wears a shirt that's too big.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, and of course, it's a girl with short red hair. So I'm going to like that character just because it's a girl with short red hair.
There's other characters, but I don't know about them. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to the guys.
They have arms.
They have arms.
Well, some of them do.
And red hair.
They may or may
I'm
not be robots.
Sure they all have arms. I'm not.
Yes, you can never be sure. I mean, what if one is fake?
Okay.
The future.
Okay.
The one.
You know what? Anyway, I'm going to give you that. We're just going to let that go. That could be.
In any case, that's been that. We're going to take one more break before we drive this show into the ground, and we'll be back.
Ow.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at WebcomicBeacon.com/live.
We'll have to hear from Fess about his character names. I'm kind of curious now.
Yeah,
I'm
really
curious about Ernst.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I kept thinking that was Ernest when I was reading through your archives.
People do that a lot. Yeah. They get it mixed up. But
it reminds me of Angst for some reason. I think Ernst Angst. It's all the same. It has the same sort of at the end.
Could be. Well, I could go over mine. I didn't really want to talk about mine a whole lot because I tend to be kind of. It sounds like I'm circle jerking myself a lot of times when I talk.
Can you
circle jerk
yourself? Unless you are so arranged.
First, you're gonna
Because
what kind of arrangement? What kind of genital arrangement allows for a singular circle jerk?
I was talking about more of like the concept, as in a
non-tangible thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
In any case,
ready for the big secret of Betapone's names?
Hey, what, are we skipping me now?
Yes.
Well, you're standing in front of two full-length mirrors doing a circle jerk. I want to hear about this.
Let me just mute.
Here's the big secret. This will take 30 seconds. The big
Fine.
Secret.
Betapone can
the
go
Betapone
first.
Names.
We already know this one.
That's it. I used everybody's middle name.
Yep. There we go. Huzzah.
But did you steal them?
I did not. I didn't even have the foresight to get the birth certificates. Had I would have done it in the Japanese sense, and then I'd own them all in real life and not just in colors.
Well, now you can't do it because they're going to start locking their doors now that they hear this. Oh my God.
I sleep with a lot of them, so no.
Anyway, if anybody really wants to know about my characters, I have a few that actually, I never really wanted to be one of those people that had such deep meanings behind characters, but obviously that didn't work. And I have a few. Obviously, Ernst is one of the biggest ones. It was actually suggested to me by one of the guys from an old gaming forum I used to visit a whole lot more. Ernst, E-R-N-S-T, not Ernest, is the rat character in my comic. And it's based off of one of Sigmund Freud's patients, Ernst Lanzer, who was nicknamed the Rat Man. And I only found out like a few days ago why he was called the Rat Man.
Is he ugly?
No, he was having some. It's really gross. He was having some nightmares involving rats and something about his father, and it was just gross. I'm not going to go into that. You can look it up yourself if you want to, but I'm.
Well, now I don't
want to. Yeah, you don't want to because it's gross. But and then there's another character, Ford, which is my beaver character, which was actually based off of a beaver character that somebody from this same forum drew. His name was 3D Dude. And, I took the character and I wanted to kind of name it after him, but 3D, you can't name a character 3D Dude. That's kind of, that doesn't work.
I don't think I know what his name is. He just walks in and out.
The beaver is Ford. His name is Ford. And why is it Ford? Well, 3D Dude. Well, 3D, that's DDD, and then Dude, that's another D. So there's four Ds, Ford. That's how I got Ford. So that's kind
of. You put a lot of freaking. You are the most anal person I know. You just obsess. You're right.
I'm not.
You are a singular.
But I'm not done there. There's also Bob. There's Bob the raccoon who originally showed up as.
And it can't just be Bob. No, so it's
the Earth Bob's around the sun.
Originally showed up as a forest ranger, I for some reason I did think of Rick. But that doesn't work. Rick Ranger is actually a copyrighted.
Ranger Rick.
Yeah, it's a copyrighted character. That is a raccoon as well.
Yes.
But in Canada, as I've been told, there are park rangers that travel in pairs, and they're nicknamed Rick and Bob's. So Ranger Rick and Bob the Ranger. There we got Bob.
I gotcha.
But Bob is also, he's not just a park ranger. He's also a part-time security guard as well.
I thought we were maybe going to get into, you know, the idea of if you have a romantic character, you do a first name with a soft vowel sound at the end and then a soft vowel sound at the beginning of the last name, and that gives them a sensual quality, and we were going to go into all of that stuff. And instead, you have come up with the most convoluted way to find names for characters ever. That is a lot of research.
Well, maybe we could talk about what you're thinking about some other time, but... I was just thinking, like, cause sometimes you don't really think of names, but okay, I got a character that named Nemi, which I really like the name Nemi, and there is another webcomic called Nemi, but it's about, like, this goth Norwegian girl, and it's a Norwegian comic. So I actually.
But it is a girl.
It is a girl. And, but it has nothing to do with that, because I wanted to see the originality of the name. But, so I have Nemi, whose character is a pagan priestess. She's essentially a high priestess of a coven that used to exist over 500 years ago in my comic story. And I took it from with other characters like Arth Von Liam and Revil Arth Von Liam and also Kerr. It had been taken from, I think, some Norse mythologies.
I thought it was from Greek mythology, Nemesis.
I'm not entirely sure. I have to look them up again because I completely forgot why I named them one character, Arth Von Liam, and Nemi's full name was Nemi Bodil of Easter, which is part of the current storyline right now, so I'm not going to get into that part. But as far as Nemi was originally based off of, there's a lake Nemi, and I took that because above the lake stands a grove sacred to the goddess Diana. So thinking about the pagan religion, Dianic paganism, mm-hmm. It relates to that, very women-centric pagan path. And so that's... I do think about this way too much.
You just named her Diana.
No, that was too obvious. And
then the rock next to that was named... And so that got me thinking, rock.
What's another word for rock? Wait a minute.
Stone.
Boulder.
Pebble. There you go. Pebble.
Oh, but then bam,
which leads us to flintstone, which...
There you go, Fred.
Flint!
I need a character named Flint now. No,
yeah, no.
I started naming them a little bit differently as I started adding. Like I have a Rachel character, but actually that character's a little bit based off of some idealisms of myself. And also I had a crush on a girl named Rachel when I was a little kid as well. And then then I just made up a name for the. I have a canine character. Her name is Dahla, Dahla, which was my first attempt at making an other race character that wasn't white. Because you tend to make characters of what you know and what you are. That just is how it is. And this is my first attempt to make... essentially, the intent was to make her Persian. I don't know why. It just kind of got that way. Also because in some Persian religions, dogs are seen as very dirty and unclean. And I always hate that. That they always think that dogs are unclean. Dogs are awesome. And
cows are way up there.
I mean, yeah, cows are way up there. But I like dogs, so I figured, okay, so if she's a Persian canine, perhaps she might be facing some sort of, like, prejudice or whatever from where she's originally from because she is a dog. But then I decided, you know what, that's just probably stuff I probably shouldn't touch on at all in the comic because I'm probably going to get a lot of hate mail or something.
Because you're a coward?
Well, no, because I made PSI originally not to be a soapbox comic, and I didn't want to, like, get up on a pedestal. Basically, I was aiming for a boring comic with no conflict.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
You could just, you know, bleach out all the characters, give them all the same face, and then name all of them Bob.
You are like, you're a psychotherapist.
No, but that would actually mean something.
Beating off to this program right now. You are insane.
In any case,
write a paper on this.
In any case, hey, is there any other searchlights we want to touch on?
Oh, Datchet is Italian, so there, yeah. Oh, I got another race, too. How about that?
All right, fine. We got three other searchlights. One is Crazy Bob, which I didn't read at all. I didn't even get to that one.
I didn't read the others.
Wait, which one was it?
Crazy Bob Comics. I can put that back in.
I didn't even try to touch that one.
I'm not sure what it is. Is it like just a collection site?
I clicked on it, and it looks like that it's you submit comics in there, and they publish them or something to this effect. Yeah, I know. So sort of a collective anthology. Okay, it says Crazy Bob Comics started life a long time ago as a free photocopied A5 comic in London. An extremely boring 9-to-5 gave me opportunity to produce a small number of copies and give them out at art marts, comic marts. Some even sat on the counters of select comic shops in London. So apparently these are mini comics, his mini comics. Maybe, or other people's.
Maybe we should look at it again later and when we actually spend more time on it. Yeah. It looks a little too confusing, so we'll touch on that one later. That's crazybob.com. But otherwise, there is Adventures of Wiglaf and Mordred, which I think she's in the chat room, too. Anyway,
That's cool.
Lily, Hey, Lily, do you want to call in?
Say yes.
Say yes.
Do it.
We won't bite.
Tanya might.
Hard.
Tanya will bite.
Only if you ask nice.
While we're waiting for Lily, I could talk about mine. So my comic strip is named Autumn Lake, and I'm from New England and Massachusetts specifically. So I needed a place name for the town, and it used to be named Dennis and Me because it's about Dennis and Mark, the two main characters. But that sounded a little fruity, so I decided to go with a town name. So I came up with that because autumn is my favorite season in New England, and there's a city called Fall River. So Fall River, Autumn Lake.
You really like lakes.
Well, no, I just not really, but that's where that came from. As far as the character names, most of them are pretty pedestrian. Mark is Mark, and Dennis is Dennis. And
I like your hat, by the way.
You like the me hat?
Yes.
That represents his me-ness. I have a strip I have to do about that that explains his hat. I've never actually explained
it. I would
it.
Like that. You should do that.
Some of the characters, Sherm is based on a guy I used to work with. He used to be a supervisor at this department store I worked with, and he was always trying to act gruff because he was the boss. Mm-hmm. So that's why Sherm is a grouch. And his real name was Vernon.
Nice.
And, so Vern, Sherm, kind of goes together. And I like...
that's two names right there.
You like the sound alike.
Yeah, I like musical sounds in names and poetry and things like that. And so Sherman just has a nice ring to it. That's his name, Sherman. And I have another character I haven't introduced yet. She's just sort of supposed to make a guest appearance, and her name is going to be Kimmy Von Kimmerson, which has a nice sing-song sound. And probably the only character that has a really interesting name, I think, is Lindy. And she's based on a couple of things. Her name is Amelinda Trefethen.
Cool.
And her name, her first name, comes from the book Enterprise. It's a Star Trek book.
Mm-hmm.
And not the crappy TV show, but it's before that. And there's a magician. There's a magician character, and Lindy's a magician. And her name was Amelinda, and I just thought that was the prettiest name.
Yes.
So that's her name is Amelinda, and Trefethen is the last name I took from a friend of mine who also has a musical name. Heather Trefethen was her name. Yes. And so I just put the two together. So it's Amelinda Trefethen, but she usually just goes by Lindy.
Oh, cool.
Well, there you go. Everybody steals names besides Fez.
Yeah, but I just kind of go more direct.
You circularly steal names.
You actually went for the kind of phonetic thing I was talking about, too, though, where you're looking for, you know, a musical or a certain sound that personifies a personality.
Yeah, things that go together. I mean, if it just, it has to have the right sound to it, the right ring to it. I'm trying to think if I have another one in there. Not really. I mean, probably Lindy is probably the best example of that.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Or Sherman or Kimmy Von Kimmerson. They just have this similar sounds to them.
Von Kimmerson.
Yeah.
Well, alrighty. Well, thanks for sharing, Mark.
You're welcome.
We have Lily of the... How do you say your comic?
Adventures of Wiglaf and Mordred.
And you're actually one of our searchlights... But since we're talking about names, and I know you had posted in the webcomic list forum thread about this, why don't you just go ahead and quickly tell us what your comic's about, and then go into what about the names.
Well, it started because I was sitting in a British literature class. I had two back-to-back, so basically I was reading all the British literature from before Beowulf to modern time. And I was doodling characters. And before I knew it, I had two, one named Mordred, named after the King Arthur story, and another named Wiglaf from Beowulf. And then I just kind of stuck them together. So I had basically a villain and a hero. And then
so
from then on out, it kind
growing.
Of exploded.
So you stole names as well, is what you're saying.
Fizz, you're all alone.
Basically for everything. The names are either based off of British literature... mythology of some sort, There's a couple random ones that just look like they should have that name. And then, of course, there's characters like Security and Driver, who are very obviously named after their jobs.
What does Driver do? Does he, like, guard stuff?
He? Who? Which one?
Does Driver guard stuff?
Driver?
No. Shit. I'm just fucking with you.
He's just amusing himself, dear.
Yeah, I'm circle jerking.
It goes back to those two mirrors I told you about.
Whatever bizarre construction.
Yeah, Lily, you were also like one of the first websites or webcomics to get that webcomic and inkblot WordPress plugins, right?
This is very correct. I was the alpha tester.
Alpha tester.
So I had it first.
Yay!
Yes, in fact, most of that plugin is me nagging Mike to add stuff.
Tell us about, on your website, I just noticed this, what is the annual Parathon?
That is a contest I'm having right now, and it ends on the 7th, but basically you draw your favorite pairing. I've got a huge cast, so it's pretty open to just about anything you want.
Is it about new characters, or?
The characters.
Okay.
Within the cast.
Okay.
I love pairing things, so I like to see what other people do.
So what if
currently there's only two entries?
What if people add one of their comics, pairing it with one of your characters, and totally Uh-oh. Wrecks your contest and just starts having inappropriate fun?
I'd probably accept it at this point.
Probably accept it. Well, alrighty then.
Yay! All right. Well, you can check that out at Lily. Wait, Lily. Why?
Yes.
Okay, a lot of I sounding vowels in there. lily.net/WAM.
Let's try this again.
No, we're not trying. Look for it in the show notes if you didn't get it. Thanks.
WigLaughAndMordred.com works now, too.
Oh, okay. WigLaughAndMordred.
Mordred.
And, in any case, Lily, thanks very much for calling in on the show.
Uh-huh. Nice to be here.
Thank you.
Bye.
You know, I do have a brief question.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
This was Hourly Comic Day.
Was it? Never heard of it.
We have done nothing for it.
I haven't heard of it.
Hourly Comic Day? Didn't we already do that?
Hourly? No, wasn't that a 24-hour comic?
What are you talking about? You weren't here.
No, 24-hour comic day is different. Hourly
I was with
comic
you
day
in spirit.
Oh.
You draw...
And I was participating somewhere.
From the time you wake up until the time you go to bed, you draw one comic an hour.
I already did that.
I know that Zach did it, but apparently there's a day for it, too.
Today is the day.
I didn't know they just copy the 24 over.
No, because the 24 is different. You don't need 24 pages and 24 hours and all of that crap. It's just,
I'll just copy
every
16.
Hour.
Just one an hour.
You do every hour you do a comic. It can be two panels. It can be single panel. It doesn't matter. They're usually journal comics. It seems to be typically like this is what I did. Jeff Jack of Questionable Content did one that is horribly, horribly frightened and involves the possibly worst German phrase in existence.
Essen aus Scheiße. What? What is the German
no.
phrase?
I do not speak German. I'd have to go look. It's kind of...
Well, then how do you know it's horrible?
Well, because...
I
speak German.
I asked him. Actually, what it says is no knife, please. It's a horrible, horrible little comic that takes us into the deep, dark recesses of his mind. Questionable Content
Somebody.
Is such a nice little comic. And what he's done is so not nice. Yeah. But it was amusing.
It's wondrous.
Which says something about me, I'm sure.
It's wondrous,
but
Tanya.
This is Hourly Comic Day, so all of you should right now just shut up. You should all be drawing your little comic for this hour.
Well, do you know, today is also Super Bowl Sunday. And I don't follow football at all. I just
don't. Yeah, I don't really know.
But I asked somebody, I says, who's playing? Because I don't know. And they said that it was the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cardinals. And I immediately got this picture in my brain of a designated hitter taking a baseball bat to a linebacker. And then I realized that the Cardinals are in the National League and they don't actually have a designated hitter, so I was even more confused. But anyway.
Mark,
the only reason
awesome.
I even knew it was Super Bowl Sunday was because of Cake Rex. Cake Rex, the blog, where they showed the lovely, horrible Super Bowl-themed cakes from various supermarkets. So that's the only reason I even knew.
I was like, what was I doing earlier today? Oh, I was like looking at a couple of blogs. Why are these people talking about like these Super Bowl commercials? And it's like, and then I had a tweet. Is this Super Bowl Sunday? And I was like, yes, Fez, it's Super Bowl Sunday.
Speaking of Fez,
what? Now what?
The webcomic Bacon, Fez. What is going on with that?
We're out of time.
Speaking of bacon, I knew it was Super Bowl Sunday because I went in the Mega Mart the other day, and I saw that all the cheap Mega Mart brand cheese was gone.
Yes.
The expensive name brand cheese was there, but the entire row, the entire, like, sections of shredded cheese were gone except for one packet of Parmesan cheese.
Ew.
Yeah.
But anyway.
What about bacon?
I feel you. There was probably bacon on sale, would be my guess.
Yeah.
So it was also gone. The bacon and the cheese combined together for tasty fat football snacks.
Mm. BLT.
And the sour cream.
Awesome.
And the sour cream. Yeah. It must be, what, queso day? I didn't realize that was like a thing that people did.
Chips
I don't know
and
what
cheese,
people did.
Hey. Before we go, I want to mention
this is a bad time for me to mention that I'm really talking now.
What? I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, I was... No, I actually wanted to talk,
what?
Wanted to talk about the character name.
Oh, yeah, so, I mean, sure, go ahead.
No, I mean, I was...
What do you
it
want?
It just occurred to me, well... Sorry.
You asked early in the show.
I know, we've been kind of talking over you. Is there something you'd like to say that you...
I was trying to find a point to dig into this. I mean, I guess I'm one of the few people who, when it comes to coming up with characters' names, I don't think this character needs to have a meaningful name to what they do. It's more a reflection of the culture that they come from and everything else. And so I keep thinking more in terms of, well, this sort of group should have these sort of names and thinking in cultural terms. So a lot of the Kendrils, for whatever reason, have just ordinary names, like Geisha's name is actually Kurt for whatever reason. I'm not totally sure where that came from. A lot of the more generic type aliens have various city names. The secretary at the start of the strip, her name's actually Atlanta, and one of the players is, I believe, London, if I remember correctly. And then you have the Anyas, where they're supposed to be some sort of trait of theirs. I have Circle of the Solar Winds, White Noise, and then you have other traits where the children will take some of those adjectives. And then in the case of the Talmy, you have a lot of these various traits of tools and adjectives and algorithms that they want to identify with, and their names are sort of reflect that. I think that
names a whole lot more than me, I think.
Well, but she does it from a cultural sense to where you can automatically tell a person's, portion of their background and their history and what groups they're associated with by their naming.
Right. As opposed to an anal retentive way.
And crazy at that.
He's like, the literary fashion in which different cultures derive their names in different ways.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like writers do rather than neurotics.
I deserve that, I guess. Wow, this show has gone a lot longer than it probably. I don't have no idea because I'm going to go through and like hack up this episode. Man, it sucks to do a really good episode and then the episode is kind of all over the place.
90 minutes.
My apologies.
Joy.
No, that's okay. It's been a crazy episode. Thanks, you had some time to think about it instead of me being an ass and just, you know, putting you on the spot at the beginning of the show. But,
yeah, pass.
You could just cut that part and move it to the front of the show.
Hey, maybe I could. Now
it sounds like she was right on it, you know.
No, I'll just cut out the whole part where I even ask her, and I'll just no, now it's out of context, so I have to leave it in there or part of it. Anyway,
yes, right. We'll figure something out, I'm sure.
Yeah. Before I go, I do want to touch on the last one of our beacon searchlights. I want to do. We did a lot. Basically, we got through all of the ones that were left from 2008. And if you have a webcomic that you'd like us to give quick impressions on, just send us an email. Let us know. We'll put it on our list. We tend to do one per episode, or try to. The last one I want to touch on is called Synchronism, which is at thinksync.com.
I was trying to get into that one first, and it was a little hard to follow, to be honest.
Well, you have to start at the beginning, and then you have to...
I love the freehand look of this, where it looks like it's maybe done with a brush, or maybe that's digital, I don't know.
I think it's directly using a tablet.
I think he's just using a tablet on it?
I think that's what it is. I think he's doing it entirely on a tablet, and I guess he'll confirm... is it he? No, it's confirm a she. Katie does it, she'll probably confirm after listening to the show of how she does it. But, of course, it has a cute girl with short purple hair, so I'm going to like this character. No, there's not that much there so far, but it basically starts off with there's a convention in town. This girl is traveling, met somebody online who basically put her up.
I looked at that one.
Yeah, originally would put her up for
there's
the
not that
convention
many
weekend.
Of that.
But so far
yeah,
it seems
very
interesting.
Early on.
Well, it's good enough for me to put in my bookmarks and keep following for now and see where it goes.
So, I do really like the art style.
Yeah.
I'd swear this is done with a brush or a brush marker or something. The line weight has that look to it.
It could be.
Could
I'm
be
not...
could be a Wacom.
Could be, yeah.
Well, I mean, I do mine on a tablet. It depends on what programs you're using as to whether or not it'll do smoothing. Because if you pull this way up, the edges aren't necessarily very crisp. So she could be doing it with brush pens too.
Oh yeah.
Or it could just be
okay,
Photoshop.
I see what you're saying now, yeah.
And the borders are uneven.
Get your tablets anyways.
Yeah, the borders are uneven as well.
They look like they're done with a brush because the line, if you look very close, it's slightly broken.
Yeah,
like it's running over rough paper.
It could just
I think
be
you're
a
right. I think you're
space.
Right. Yeah, if anything, it's all done in one thing, whether or not... Like, if she's doing it on paper, she's doing everything. The lettering, the panels, the line work.
The coloring may be computer.
Well,
but,
most likely yeah. computer for the coloring.
It's but, good.
But yeah, so it's thinksync.com.
This is now a four-hour show.
Yeah, anyway, well, I got to hack it up, and so we'll see. But anyway, that's pretty 91 much...
91 minutes. That's, 91 minutes, that's all.
Yeah, no, it's not. Well, that's pretty much it for the Webcomic Beacon this week. There is going to be a quick after show, in which I'm starting to record our after shows and putting them up on our TalkShoe site after the main show MP3 goes up. This is additional content and information that wouldn't fit into the regular show and probably shouldn't fit into the regular show.
Deleted scenes.
Yeah. They said, no, it's an after show. It's extra content. So,
supplemental.
Yeah, supplemental. So in any case, you guys, anyone listening to the podcast can go to webcomicbeacon.com/live to go to our TalkShoe page, in which we do broadcasting and recording every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern. We got to get out of here. This has been Fess of Fessworks.com.
This is Tanya of Betabone.com.
This is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
This is that one guy from unamused-comics.com/insert-comic here.
This is Rachel of LastResort.com, and that's with a zero in place of the O.
And also thanks to our sponsor this week, WebcomicZ.com. Thank you all for listening to this horrible show this week. Next week, a much better show. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey!
Fez will have a fake mustache in it.
Good job.
Over his real one.
Fine, I'll recap it.
Tell.
Since I'm editing the show anyway. Thanks for listening to this show this week. Next week, come back for our anti-Valentine's Day show with Jules Rivera of Marsh Rocket.
But that's all for The Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.
I just got this picture in my head of Fess wearing Groucho glasses when you said the mustache.
See, he needs a false mustache over his regular one. That way, he's in disguise.
I like it.